This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here are this week's top headlines. Non-governmental organizations say that U.S. nuclear weapons policies threaten nuclear non-proliferation treaty. At the recent meeting of the parties to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT, in Geneva, several non-governmental organizations addressed the parties, saying that the nuclear weapons policies of the U.S. threaten the NPT. The groups argue that U.S. attempts to integrate nuclear weapons into a broader military strategy and the development of new weapons to implement that strategy is making nuclear weapons more usable and places added pressure on non-nuclear states to acquire such weapons. Rihanna Tyson of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom said, quote, "The world's first nuclear weapons state, the U.S., is leading the backwards charge away from unequivocal undertaking to eliminate nuclear weapons," end quote. Although all nuclear weapon states were criticized for retaining their weapons of mass destruction, the U.S. received particular repudiation, partially due to congressional funding for the Research for Low-Yield Nuclear Weapons and the Robust Nuclear Earth Penetrator. The organizations say that the production of such weapons opposes the 13 steps of the disarmament plan that the nuclear states agreed to at the NPT review conference held in 2000. The parties to the NPT agreed to, quote, "an unequivocal undertaking by the nuclear weapon states to accomplish the total elimination of their nuclear arsenals," end quote. Other steps, including voting to bring the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty into force, banning the production of weapons-grade fissile materials, and assuring a diminishing role for nuclear weapons in security policies. Tyson said, quote, "It is all too obvious that the nuclear weapon states have failed to implement the disarmament plan, in some cases, blatantly casting aside or repudiating its central elements," end quote. Tadadoshi Akiba, mayor of Hiroshima, Japan, also attended the forum. Akiba offered Hiroshima, one of two cities upon which the U.S. dropped atomic bombs during World War II, as the host city for a proposed international conference to identify ways to eliminate nuclear dangers of all kinds. Secretary General Kofi Annan proposed the conference in 2000 at the United Nations Millennium Summit. Akiba said that the conference would be a project of the World Conference of Mayors for Peace, which represents 539 cities and 250 million people worldwide. Akiba said, quote, "Given U.S. intransigence, other nuclear weapon states cling to their weapons, and several non-nuclear weapon states appear to be reevaluating the need for such weapons. Therefore, it is incumbent upon the rest of the world to stand up now and tell all of our military leaders that we refuse to be threatened or protected by nuclear weapons. We refuse to live in a world of continually recycled fear and hatred," end quote. Conference attendee Kathy Juan Povey Sanchez, a Tewatoa from San Ildefonso Pueblo, said that indigenous peoples from around the world have already suffered devastations from nuclear weapons production and testing. She said, quote, "We indigenous peoples of the world reiterate the call for measurable and verifiable cessation of scientific, technological, political, and corporate activities that result in a threat to the earth and her inhabitants. We need to redefine homeland security as healthy boundaries and sacred spaces," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.